You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Playbook with Joe, Rob and Anika.
I'm missing fucking Emmerdale for this.
Quite a political episode today. Right, Rob?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be done, really. Do you know what I mean? I think, anyway.
Exactly. No, my hearty, my. Welcome to 95BFM's The Playbook with Joe, Rob and Anika. Guys, how are we doing today?
Yeah, terrific.
We're all right.
Anika is joining us. Anika is joining us from her home right now. She is isolating. We didn't have a show last week because of COVID. I got COVID, and Rob's been making sure to stay out of COVID's path.
My head's been in a bucket for the last 3 weeks. But that's got nothing to do with COVID. I just liked it.
We did have a huge weekend in sports.
Yes, we did. So I'm gonna go first because I just can't wait. Right, huge. It was football, obviously. Big Manchester derby. No surprises. Man City 4, Man United 1. Could have been a lot more, to be honest with you, if it wasn't for keeper David De Gea. He's without doubt the only decent player they got. Interesting fact is the United team earns so much more money than City. But nothing's really changed since Solskjaer got sacked. Top four's gone for them. This is how bad they are. I mean, they spent £80 million on Harry the Walking Fridge Maguire. That's what I call him. He's got to be the worst captain Man United has ever had. They need to start again from scratch, really. But what makes me laugh, and I shouldn't really, but the United supporters who jumped on the bandwagon a few years ago have got a lot more heartache to come, I think. And talking of heartache, Tottenham need to get out of the pattern of winning one game and losing the next. We beat Man City and then we lost to Burnley, which I actually predicted on here a couple of weeks ago. I was really gutted about that. Then we beat Leeds and then lose to Middlesbrough in an FA Cup game. That was just ridiculous. And then Tuesday we beat Everton 5-0. We got Man United this weekend, so not feeling confident about that, the way our record's going. But who knows? Top four, you've got Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, it's not top four, Man United, West Ham and Spurs. But because of game difference, if we win everything we should, which we probably won't, we've got chances of getting to the top four. Plus, say, we got Man United on Saturday.
That's pretty exciting.
Sunday, though. I mean. Yeah, trouble is, when I watch the games, I go through so much.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I think, especially with what's going on, does it really matter? But to me, yeah, it does. But Everton, they could actually get relegated, which is quite insane, actually. And I'm going to do something a bit different. I'm doing my dicks of the week right now. And that is all the Chelsea supporters who... what's been happening in the Premier League, and we can talk a lot more about this later on, but before the game, the players, everybody has a minute silence, for what's happening in Ukraine. And it was in the minute silence, and Chelsea supporters started chanting Roman Abramovich, who is the Russian owner of Chelsea. Absolutely disgusting. They're well known for their racism and anti-Semitism, so it wasn't really that much of a shock. So, yeah, it was disgusting. It really annoyed me and a lot of other people as well. So they are my dicks of the week.
I mean, that's fair enough, right?
Chelsea supporters, just a little section of them, but that's enough.
I mean, you have to move as fast as your slowest walker, though, right? So, I mean, if one person's going to... Yeah, it's...
What the fuck does that mean?
it means that, you know, someone's going to ruin it for other
people.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Obviously, it's not all Chelsea supporters who are completely, you know, ignorant.
Moronic.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. Fair enough, if you want to... chant his name, wait for that minute to be over, have a bit of class, but they're classless. Right, calm down now. That's I'm done until we talk about other stuff.
Anika, what's been going on?
Oh no, I haven't
actually, sorry
I completely forgot. The women's cricket, One Day International is underway. Group stage is at time of recording. This, because this is a Wednesday. Australia, you got Australia, India, South Africa, New Zealand, West Indies, England, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. New Zealand have played 2-1, lost 1-1-1. Long way to go yet. They're playing India tomorrow, so you're going to know the result when you listen to this before I do, because I'm a time traveller. Big game on Sundays, New Zealand and Australia, so good luck with them with that. Now I've done.
Sweet. Anika, what's been going on with you? What have you been watching?
Well, we have 3 Paralympic medals, which is...
No way!
How come I'm just hearing about this now, then?
Well, because you don't... Didn't interrupt me. Joe said, oh, I only just found out about that now. I was going to say, because you haven't watched any of the Paralympics, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty cool. Over the weekend, Corey Peters, who was competing in alpine skiing in the sitting division, won a gold and silver medal, which was awesome. And then on Monday, Adam Hall, who was competing in the standing division, won a bronze medal.
That's amazing. Because I remember you saying before, there's only like half a dozen athletes, and not even that, is there?
We've got three para athletes in... this year. So
wow,
skills is pretty impressive. So yeah, it has been really impressive.
And it's on TV as well, isn't it? Was it Prime? No, not Prime. Duke or something. It's on one of those.
I think it's on Prime.
Okay.
I've just been watching stuff online, but. Is it on TV and Viz? I vaguely remember seeing something there, but maybe that's fake news, so I shouldn't say anything.
No, well, this is a totally non-like fake news show, podcasty thing.
We are anti-fake news here at the Playbook.
But yeah, so Hall, this is Hall's 4th Paralympic medal, which is quite impressive. He won the bronze on Sunday and did really well in the... In the 4 years ago. Sorry, I'm a bit out of it. It's so weird doing this at home and not being in the studio.
It feels weird not having you here.
Yeah.
It just feels like we're missing something.
Me and Joe are just sitting here wistfully staring at each other. It's quite creepy, to be honest with you. You're just as well being at home. Do you know what I mean?
But he had a really good run time of 39.44. So it was just a super impressive run he got for it. What I've been getting really into recently is how the Paralympics are judged, like how they're adjudicated.
Completely different to the other Winter Olympics?
They have to take into account different disabilities.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So the sitting or wheelchair division, that's like they ski on a monitor. It's actually really cool if you go look at a picture of it. Or, like, go watch a run of it. They ski on, like, a mono ski.
Oh, wow.
They have, like, contraption that sort of sits them up above it and, like, connects with the mono ski below them. And then they have their, they can use, like, And then the standing division, depending on the disability, they, like, factor in different disabilities of different points in the system. So, like, obviously an athlete who maybe has an amputated arm would be at less of a disadvantage than one with an amputated leg.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that that'll get factored in. But it's quite interesting if anyone wants to look into that.
Do you think it's made much difference with the Russians not being there? Like in the medal table?
I don't know, China's sitting at the top of the medal table fairly easily at the moment. I don't know. I mean, it's always really hard to say there. I think it is the Winter Olympics, which the Russians are generally quite good at. And so maybe, but I don't know how much of a difference it's making. I wouldn't be able to say which sports it's making a difference in.
No, sorry, in actual fact, thinking about it, it was a bit of a wanky question I asked you there, wasn't it? If we were in the studio, you'd have given me the eyes and I wouldn't have even said it. I was just getting away with murder here now.
I did see the... I'm not sure where she was from. She did have one amputated leg. She was a skier. Ridiculously impressive, the way that they can just ski like that on one leg.
Yeah, balance must be amazing.
It's insane.
It's so impressive. It's really cool to watch. And the sitting skiing is actually really, really cool to watch. So you guys should definitely check that out.
Yep.
We'll check that out. Is there anything else you think people should definitely watch or give just give it a few minutes of their time?
Well, I mean, because obviously I've been mainly just watching the skiing, because that's where we've had our athletes, and there are a few more medal events for that tomorrow over the next 4 days. There's a para biathlon on Friday, which I think will be pretty cool. There we've got some para ice hockey, which I'm also really keen to check out, and that's from today over the next 5 days. And then this year, for the first year, there's been para snowboarding. So
wow.
That's been pretty cool. China has done amazingly in the para snowboarding. They have absolutely sweeped that. There was a podium sweep for the People's Republic of China in the men's snowboard cross. And earlier that day, they won gold in the women's snowboard cross. So they've been doing really well there. But it's cool to see para snowboarding up there for the first time.
What about stuff coming up, like apart from the Paralympics? Have you been watching anything else?
The Paralympics have kind of been the main thing of the moment. Also, sorry, I said that it was the first year of para snowboarding, but it's actually the third. I think I got that mixed up with something else. But apart from the Olympics, that's kind of been my main thing of the moment.
You should really watch some of the cricket, because that's going to be getting really good.
I haven't historically been the biggest cricket fan, and I feel like I should dabble a little bit.
Oh, it's good. Unfortunately, I think it's just such a limited crowd allowed into the grounds, obviously, because of COVID and that. And it's such a shame. Such a shame, because it's such a good advert for the women's game. And they never get good adverts, really. Do you know what I mean? Okay. It's always pushed to one side. It was women's...
me earlier. I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah. Check out the New Zealand games. And they're playing the mighty England in a couple of weeks, so... It's going to kick off in here anyway. Because England are actually, they won it last time. Yeah, I was as surprised as I was, we actually won anything. But
England's pretty up there when it comes to cricket. I'm not the biggest cricket watcher.
Not at the moment. We have our moments, but we're having a shite moment. And actually, while we're doing this, I just, like, big shock it was when Shane Warne passed away.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that was huge.
I've got to be honest, as an Englishman, I hated him for so long because he just completely destroyed us. But when he gave up, he's done a few wanky things in his time, but he's a character of the game and possibly one of the best spin bowlers of all time.
So it's then, not just as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Nice little downer there.
He was a legend. Not just for, like, I'd say for a few generations.
Yeah, it was typical. If you had to draw an Australian at that period, you'd draw Shane Warne.
He's a legend.
Well, more of a leg end, I think, which felt the same, but there you go.
I guess we should move on to me as a me now. Yeah, we had a big weekend of combat sports. The UFC was on Sunday, UFC 272. This was an interesting one. I sent a lot of the promo videos to Rob, and he was just like, who the fuck are these guys, and why do I hate them so much? And I didn't really...
Honestly, Anika, they were just idiot. They're just obviously run into a wall too many times with their head down. It was pathetic. It was almost like, nah, 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 nah. It's just
fucking idiot.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I feel like I might be fighting with Rob on
that. Yeah, this, as much as I think they're two great fighters, their personalities are quite interesting. Yeah, the Colby Covington versus Jorge Masvidal was the main event over the weekend, and yeah, it was a huge build-up because they have quite a storied rivalry. They haven't fought before, but they used to be roommates, training partners, best friends, I guess. And yeah, somewhere along the line, they had a falling out. As far as who snaked who, I'm not sure. They both say, "Oh, you backstabbed me." "No, you backstabbed me." That pretty much was how the entire life.
Oh, schoolboy stuff. It was.
It really was.
It was so like saying out of WWE. Do you know what I mean? Like Hulk Hogan and some other idiot.
Except it was weird because usually guys would put on that persona in order to promote the fight. And although it was promoting the fight, it just kind of seemed like, okay, yeah, we get it. You guys don't like each other, blah, 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 but have maybe a bit of professionalism.
Yeah, nah.
Like, I couldn't sit through the pre-fight press conference, which was 2 days before the fight. I can't lie, I did struggle to sit through that. That was very, very hard to listen to.
It was like one of them things you wanted them both to hit each other and both to knock each other out because they were both a pair of penises.
Well, it just wasn't, the trash talk wasn't great. But yeah, trash talk aside, the fight mostly went Covington's way, although Jorge did manage to drop him in the fourth round. Yeah, I felt bad for Jorge because, you know, obviously this fight was quite... He says it wasn't personal. I feel like it was, but I'm not sure. Yeah, regardless, either way, it was a great fight. Covington showed some great wrestling. And yeah, the rest of the card was pretty cool as well. Although I did find it hard to watch RDJ Rafael dos Anjos versus Renato Moicano. An all-Brazilian affair, both of them being Brazilian. And yeah, Renato Moicano took this fight on...
That's a cool name, isn't it?
It's a very cool name. He took the fight on 5 days' notice. It was at a catch weight of 160. And yeah, it was hard to watch because RDJ just brutalized him for five rounds. There was at the end of the fourth round, I'm pretty sure everyone in the arena, the commentators, and everyone watching at home could agree. He goes, "Rob's fine again."
This is Mr. Popular. Someone's going, "Hurry up, stop talking about this shit." No, they weren't really.
Yeah, they could all agree that was a pretty hard fight to watch. I think it probably should have been stopped in the fourth round, but apparently Renato could see out of his eye, which was basically almost shut.
Always helps if you can see out your eye, innit?
Yeah.
Do you think, though, like, if that had been like a proper boxing match and someone pulled out in that short of a time, they'd have gone, "No, we won't do it." Is that because they're just so hungry for the money?
It's not even hungry for the money. It's just pride. Like, here's the thing with fighters is that when you're in there, your mindset is just fight, fight, fight. You don't give up. You're not quitting.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be a fighter's downfall. In fact, recently, I think we just lost a boxer. I can't remember his name, so I do apologize for that. But yeah, we recently just lost someone in that sport, and yeah, it's quite distraught seeing that happen. Yeah, it's hard to find the words to describe what that feeling is like, especially in a sport like fighting where you want to ensure the fighter's safety as much as possible. And yeah, like, I don't know, fuck, it's so hard seeing that. Regardless, it was a great display of skills from both guys. The rest of the card was great. And yeah, we also had a bit of boxing on. Chocolatito, I'm trying to say his name correctly.
Mate, no one's going to pick you up if you don't say it properly.
Roman Gonzalez faced Ramirez over the weekend. I just want to put a bit of appreciation for Chocolatito because he is a legend in the sport and doesn't get enough props. So that's why I'm mentioning his name. He's definitely a fighter. If you are a fan of boxing, you should definitely watch him. Talks about him fighting either Inoue or Estrada, even Nonito Donaire. three guys who are very good, especially Inoue. I was telling Rob earlier how big of an Inoue fan I am. So yeah, if you are also keen on watching another boxer who's destroys his opponents, super humble, and is one to watch, future world champ, definitely Naoya Inoue is that guy. Yeah, I'll stop talking now because I can see it sense on the face of Rob that I'm being boring.
Mate, I was zoned out about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I just want to quickly mention also the Ukrainian boxers over in their homeland right now fighting for their country. Yeah, big ups to them. Usyk, the Klitschko brothers, and Lomachenko are all over there. Yeah, it's hard waking up every day and seeing that on the news, the stuff that's going on over there.
Well, I think that's a perfect link to get into what we're going to be talking about, really, which is the sporting boycotts against Russia. Obviously, we're all 100% behind it. It's not going to make any difference to Putin because he's a fucking lunatic, right? But hopefully, the way I see it is that the Russian people can see the rest of the world is in solidarity with Ukraine over everything. I mean, monetary, everything, sport. And hopefully they'll stand. I mean, people are standing up against him. And hopefully more will do it. Which then leads me to politics in sport, the big debate. I've heard a lot of people say you should keep politics out of sport. But a bit of a spoiler alert, politics affects every part of our lives, whether you want it to or not. It's there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, that's the way I look at it anyway. And like so many people, so many sports have pulled out. FIFA, when it first started off, they didn't really do enough and said that the Russians could play, but as long as they didn't wear, you know, anything to do with a flag or say they were Russians or anything like that. And just every other country said, no, we're not playing them. So now that they're out of that. And I think the only thing that Putin will be fucked off about is they've taken his black belt away from him.
Yeah.
Because he's right into his judo. But again, he's not going to give a toss about any of this. But I think that the people in that country will... I mean, you've got to have...
I mean, when we're talking about the people in that country, though, it's... We really have to be mindful of the fact that, like, they're not getting the same...
Oh, no, of course not.
As, I mean, a lot of Russia... I mean, not trying to, like, play devil's advocate here, but a lot of Russians themselves aren't, you know, supporting what Putin wants to do or just, like, don't really support Putin in general, but we all know what happens.
Well, exactly. You know, if you're going to go out and protest, you could end up in prison or maybe even dead. So what are you going to do?
And so, yeah, definitely a bit of a rock and a hard place situation. Which unfortunately, I mean, it is unfortunate because it comes down to one guy.
Yeah. But it's another really weird thing that happened with the Premier League. China has stopped showing the Premier League as before each game, as I said. Everybody apart from Chelsea supporters have been observing a minute of silence, and there's been big flags of Ukraine everywhere. And they said, right, we're not showing the Premier League in China anymore now because you're supporting Ukraine.
Jesus.
Mad, isn't it? Even the Taliban have gone up against him, but, you know, we'll stop there because we just go down a rabbit hole there. Who would have thought the Taliban would have been heroes? But, yeah, I don't know, man.
Is that really?
Speaking of FIFA, speaking of, like, the football, do you want to talk about FIFA's announcement that foreign players contracted with Russian teams are now able to, like, from tomorrow, will be able to suspend their contracts and transfer?
Yeah, I'm to be honest with you, I've never had much time for FIFA because they were such a corrupt organisation for so long, but it's glad to see they're doing stuff. And there's that basketball player, isn't there, in Moscow, which Joe was telling me about this morning.
Yeah, there's a WNBA player. I'm just going to pull up her name. Yeah, she was detained over in Russia for, they found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in them, and she has been detained over in Russia. That's disgusting. I obviously, you know, you got to respect the laws in certain countries. I get that. But in this case, I don't know. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but it just feels like this is like a pawn or something they can hold against the US. Like, oh, look, we have a star basketball player of yours. She is an amazing athlete, by the way. I just want to point that out. She's not just some random basketball player that got stuck over in Russia. She is a premier athlete in the WNBA.
It's really weird because that hasn't really hit major news, is it, really? I've sort of heard about it, but it hasn't been anything like really huge. I know there's all this other shit going on. I get that. But that's a massive story in itself, isn't it?
Well, there's also the fact that, especially over here, like Super Rugby's on and you know, it's like, I don't know why it hasn't really hit any major news over here. I think there may have been an article written about it. Actually, I'm pretty sure there was, but I found out about it through Twitter. So, yeah, I don't know. What has the world come to? What is the world?
We've got enough time, mate. We've got to be at the studio in an hour.
Yeah, it's all so stressful. Brittany Griner is her name. Actually, there is Russian state media did publish a photo of her, like a mugshot of hers. This is so, what a grim episode. I feel like it's not as lighthearted and as fun as the others have been.
That's good, really, because it shows we have a serious side.
Yeah, true.
Try to be funny about this then, Rob. Not going to happen. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, talking about boycotts against Russian athletes and stuff. I mean, in terms of the Olympics, in terms of Paralympics, sorry, there were those two athletes who were a Russian and Belarusian athlete who were allowed to compete under the...
The Olympic flag. Is it the Olympic fragment?
Yeah, so they were allowed to compete as neutrals under that flag, which I think is good because,
I
don't know.
I know what you mean. These people have done nothing wrong apart from being born in Russia.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm at this weird crossroads of obviously. It's really important that, you know, we have the world and these international committees make public stands against what Russia's doing, but at the same time, these athletes...
Yeah, got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's just weird, but I did like that decision to allow them to compete as neutrals, because it takes the politics out of it, you know what I mean? It takes the flags out of it, it means that Russia's not winning any medals. Belarus isn't winning any medals, but these athletes still have the opportunity.
Yes, it's such a tough one when you think about like that from their point of view, you know, like you've been going for years like training and all this, and then because of what some knobhead's done, you're getting blamed for it, you know.
I did like that, but I think the boycotts are going to keep coming.
Yeah, it was funny. I listened to an interview with the Klitschko brothers this morning, and one of the reporters said to him, "Do you think the sports stuff is going to make any difference?" And he went, "Oh yeah, all together, they're just getting hammered from everywhere now." So you know,
The Formula One terminated its contract.
Yeah. And they've been thrown out of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, it got
Oh, my God.
So that means England will still come last.
No, they've been thrown out of Eurovision. They've been thrown out of, the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
They've been boycotted by the European Film... it's sort of... I feel like this is interesting because I feel like sport and the arts have come into... There's quite, a big middle area within sports and the arts and politics and how it's all being handled.
Yeah.
What's at the moment. Because there are a lot of similarities across the two in terms of how they're handling the...
Isn't there something about the ballet as well, wasn't there? I'm sure I read something about...
Something about the ballet as well, I think.
The Bolshoi Ballet, would it be, or something like that? I went to the ballet once in Sadler's Wells. It was fantastic.
It's really impressive.
I saw her sleep. Was it Sleep at Night? Was it Sleeping Beauty or something like that? I forget what it was. But just the strength of those dancers was incredible.
Yeah, they're pretty much like athletes. Like they train like athletes.
Legs. Yeah. I'm huge, bigger than my whole body, which is nothing anyway, because that's just fucking not impressive.
But yeah, oh my God, ballet dancers are insane. And there are a lot of Russian ballet dancers as well. But anyway, this is at four.
Well, it's sort of, isn't it?
I mean, like, it's. I can't imagine being a Russian athlete when, you know, all the stuff going on in your country and, you know, the pressure of having that flag up there with you. I do know that Dmitry Bivol, who's supposed to fight Canelo soon, has agreed to not come out with the flag. Yeah, as well as many other sports where they're, you know, not allowing the flag on there, or to come out with their flag. It's weird times, you know.
Did you see that too? I just remember that Russian tennis player who finished the game and he got like a mark and he wrote on the camera saying no to war.
Yeah.
Which was, I thought, was huge for someone to do like something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I wish you saw more of that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough of that in sports today.
So, as far as I'm concerned, you're never going to get rid of politics in sport. Like, you're never going to get rid of Twitter and things like that, which to me are horrible.
No.
Like, so, it's part of what we do now.
Yeah, did you want to touch on the Russian gymnast from the world champ?
Yes. So, the Russian gymnast who wrote the... He didn't write. He had the Z on his chest.
He had a Z, yeah. I think it was, like, on a chain or something, which is their... equivalent to the swastika. They put it on their tanks and stuff like that, and I think it's all about victory or some fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the Ukrainian athlete won, and he was on the what's name, whatever you call it, thingy bob podium, that's
podium,
it.
Yeah.
And there's some sort of Greek word. And he was just sneering at him, just disgusting maggot. That's it. Another knob of the week.
Yeah, and he's kind of, he would be the dick of the week. He's adamantly defended his decision to do so afterwards as well.
I think he's been, isn't he been hammered for it though?
He's trying to kind of play it off saying that I'm like looking at what the symbol actually means and it means victory and peace and I'm like...
Bullshit.
Oh, like it just doesn't though.
No.
And,
I mean, to be honest, like, I can't stand it, but own it. If that's what you think, own it.
Yeah, but
don't, because you make an even bigger twat out of yourself.
The hard thing in Russia right now, though, is that there's a lot of people over there that may not know any better due to what's being broadcasted around their country. I was reading somewhere that there was a good population of people in Russia who aren't aware of anything going on in the Ukraine right now because it's not broadcasted, right? In fact, Russian state-controlled media has been broadcasting apparently for ages about how there's a neo-Nazi far-right wing uprising in the Ukraine, which...
Yeah, well, basically what Russia... Like, the message to Russians is that the Ukrainian people want to be a part of Russia and they're, like, unfortunately have been... sort of stopped from doing so, and so Russia has to go in and save these people who want to be a part of Russia. Like, that's the message that Russians are getting. I think it's important to sort of keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yay! This is fucking so depressing.
When we're talking about athletes who are spending enough time out of Russia to kind of, you know... figure out what's going on. I don't know, that's a hard thing because you can't sort of penalise people on what you presume they know, but there's a lot of assumptions.
Oh, there's always two sides to every story.
Make these like massive decisions.
Yeah, it's worrying. It's worrying. And if we're talking on a sports mindset for it, like it's destroys a lot, maybe not destroys careers, but it just affects the careers of a lot of people who are aspiring to excel in a sport, and something like this comes along and there's nothing they can do. You know, you can't, like, imagine being a Russian athlete and trying to speak out against Putin and his government's decision. You know, that's, you might as well not go back to Russia, you know?
There's no way.
Jeez, this is a
great episode. I was actually thinking a lot, because they did so much, like, doping and stuff over there. Probably a lot of the male athletes haven't got testicles anyway. I think you better edit that bit out.
Yeah, I guess. Say again.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you end up with three Adam's apples. I'm not sure how it works.
I don't want
to. Yeah. On a more positive note.
Yeah, positive.
A bit more positive. International Women's Day was yesterday. We're recording this on a Wednesday, so it was yesterday on Tuesday.
We love women,
women athletes don't get a fair shake, and
That's a sad thing that we have to have one day. Every day should be the day. Do you know what I mean? That's, I find it so fucking annoying.
I kind of want to call out whoever's running the All Blacks Twitter page. If you want to celebrate International Women's Day, yet all you do is say, like, obviously we celebrate, like, you know, all women, and whether you're a mother, you don't have to be an athlete or anything, mother, sister, or if your job is, if you have a job like in that field, like a referee or anything like that, administrator, obviously the All Black gave thanks to them, but they decided to put pictures up of two rugby players who had a history, one who had an affair and another one who had just got, I think his case got thrown out for assault on his girlfriend.
That's probably the best two they could find.
Like, I just don't understand the logic in that. While they're, I can imagine they're great rugby players, and I'm sure they regret what they've done.
Well, it's just very thoughtless.
Yeah, it's very tone deaf. Whereas there were some people saying that, well, why aren't the Black Ferns up there? And it's like
sort that, of what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, they're a world championship team. Why aren't they there? Yeah. Why don't they get enough appreciation?
And it would be nice to see the All Blacks use their massive platform on this one freaking day to provide some visibility and some support to a really, really, really fantastic team who doesn't get the coverage that they honestly deserve because they're a women's team. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why it's so good to get behind this World Cup now, I think. The Cricket World Cup.
Okay. Yeah. I need to get myself into cricket.
I can understand if you don't get... To me, cricket is test matches. I've been to a five-day test match before and it ended up as a draw and it was amazing. But if you're not into it, I can understand why you think, fuck, man, this is no one won. This is boring as shit.
Do you think the crowd kind of plays into it?
I mean, like, my parents were into cricket. I'm, like, from Sri Lanka. It's real big over there.
Yeah. Maybe T20 is more for you because it's, like, real fast.
Yeah, I think that's my problem with it, is the pace.
Yeah.
I've got a really short attention span.
I'm in the exact same boat. I'm the only one out of my friend group that doesn't know how to play it.
Oh, God. My flatmates are actually really into cricket, so I might get them to sort of make it fun.
Maybe get a cricket player on.
It does seem like a nice day activity, though.
Well, yeah, drinking as well. I don't recommend that.
I was like, you could really get away with just chilling, some day drinking.
Yeah, but stay out of the sun, because that's a killer. I know from personal experience.
But can I just point out, there are a lot of women's athletes who are killing the game right now, in all aspects of sports. One that stuck out to me this weekend was Skye Nicholson, who had a pro boxing debut. I think it was on the Chocolatito card. Chocolatita Ramirez card. She was great. Like, she was awesome. She was an Australian girl. Yeah, like, really impressive stuff. But again, like, you look into the crowd. Look into the crowd. There's just not that many people there. It's
They don't promote it enough, do they?
Well, no. But like, if okay, the argument that women's sports aren't that as important because they don't get promoted as much, or just doesn't get enough eyes. So like,
I think for me, it's more like entertainment than a sport. Do you know what I mean? Almost in a way.
I mean, it's still like an athletic. It's an athletic. Venture, it's still impressive to watch. I still think it should be taken as serious as men's sports. You know, in the last few years, we've seen a lot of women's sports get heaps of coverage. And yeah, they get a lot of backing behind them. But like, I still just don't think it's the norm. But I guess that it'll take a while for that to become the norm, you know?
I mean, even things like, you know, women, like, the women's leagues and the UFC and stuff. I think there's just like a baseline problem with the culture around it, and that, I mean, you had Dana White get up and say that he doesn't think that women should be like fighting. It's not feminine. It's not right to see women fight like that. And then as soon as he realized that they could make money doing so, was all for it. And so it's really, like, I don't know, the things that women have to overcome in order to gain respect in sports like that. I mean, sports in general, but especially in sports like that, are ridiculous.
Well, I remember we talked about this a little while ago on another podcast about when the American footballers actually got their proper pay stuff sorted out. You know, that, and football, like women's football in America is huge. And they still had to fight for it. So what are you going to do when the most, you know, best team they've had, like best women's, like
popular, it doesn't make as much money. And I'm like, because it's not properly invested. No. Like, once you invest in something that is like of high quality, you're going to get rewards.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that's like basic economics. I don't know shit about
it. Fucking hell, just my jaw just hit the floor. You got me sucked in now.
But like, it, I still feel like it's not, like, it just doesn't get taken as serious still. And maybe that's just the patriarchy. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I enjoy watching women compete at a high level. Like, and there are some incredibly impressive women athletes. Like, I remember when I was younger, I used to watch Danica Patrick, who was an IndyCar driver. But she was fiery, though, you know? And, like, she was extremely competitive.
Yeah.
And, like, you enjoyed watching her. She was entertaining. In fact, there was one, I remember watching the Indy 500 when I was a kid, and
like cars, isn't it?
Cars go around in a circle. Yeah, those ones. and she stormed into the pit lane and, like, I think, like, walked, like, down the road of pit lane into another guy's, like, pit area and just started going on. Like, she was,
But I suppose because you've got to fight so hard just to get into that sport, because you're going to have so many people not wanting you there.
So many naysayers, like so many people that are just writing you off. This is a pretty tough sport, you know. Only real tough guys can make it in there. You're just a girl, probably not. But like, come on, dude. Like, I'm pretty sure they can, you know, do just as well.
Yeah.
You know, get on the list and name all these.
Yeah, having to have your achievements constantly sort of degraded and being told that they're not as good as men's, like the male leagues, it's just a whole mental struggle as well.
Yeah, we're going to see what we can do about changing all that, Anika. What do you reckon? That's going to be our mission this year.
What, to change it? Yeah.
Yeah, just everything. But that's the first one.
Yeah, that's the first
one. It's got to start somewhere, isn't it?
But where do you start? Where do you start? In this country, where do you start? What do you guys think?
Education. I don't know. Good question. I should have thought about that before I opened my mouth, shouldn't I?
Well, definitely. You should see, like, I mean, it all starts from where the money goes, right?
Yeah, it's all about money, isn't it?
I mean, it is all about money, and that's sort of the starting point. If, like, if the female team had equal sort of investment into their marketing and promotions and visibility, like, they're going to get more visibility. People are naturally going to care about it more if it's shoved in their face as much as we have our male sports teams shoved in our face. Natural.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, my mind's like buzzing about all over the place, just thinking about all, like, why, you know?
Yeah.
I know in the Premier League.
Our female teams and our female athletes are just working with the constant perception that people aren't as interested in them as they are in seeing men play. People just don't care as much about them as they do about, like, the men's team. But the fact is that, like, they just don't have the visibility. People don't have, like, you know, people don't have the constant sort of, like, thing marketing.
You need to really get it to the same level as the netball is here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you look at netball... I mean, I've got to be honest, I love watching netball. I think it's more, this will probably annoy a few people, but I think it's more skillful than basketball.
It seems just a lot more intense.
So we need to get it to that level. So I suppose it's grassroots, isn't it? That's where you've got to start it off from. And then, as you say, the money's got to follow it.
Yeah.
So there's something positive at last after all this depressing shit.
But no, we should definitely try to talk about it.
Yeah, a lot more. I suppose I'm as guilty as everybody is, really. Like, when I've been doing sports, I mean, I very rarely, it's all male-dominated stuff, and I think about it, Jesus Christ, I'm the fucking problem.
So am I. I just do...
Well, oh, yeah, geez. me and Joe just looking at each other thinking, we're such wanky men.
Fixing the problem is recognising the problem.
Yeah.
That's the first step, right?
Brilliant, yeah. Oh, God, we miss you so much in here.
Yeah, we do.
It's so weird, like, being on the phone right now.
Yeah. That was good, though. I can't believe an hour's nearly gone.
Nearly?
Yeah.
This
has been good, because I've been feeling, like, very lethargic.
Well, I'll tell you what. Do yourself a favour. Have you got TV on your gaff?
Yeah.
Or could you get preview? Watch Emmerdale today because it's going to go off.
Right.
No, I was just kidding. I'm going to watch it on preview when I get home. But yeah, that was quite a good thing. A lot of stuff we talked about, which was quite heavy, really. But I think it needs to be talked about.
Yeah. No. Definitely. And there's a lot. There's a lot of, like, quite political stuff happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Needs to be taken into consideration, because it is genuinely going to have a significant effect on a lot of events.
You know, yeah. I was actually thinking to myself, and I don't think this conflict will end soon, but if all of a sudden people goes, oh, fucked up, there, right, so everybody go home, what would happen to all these things that have been put into place? How long will it be before, you know, like, Formula One go, all right, we're going to come back to Moscow now or whatever? Do you know what I mean? I wonder what sort of time span we're going to get on it.
Yeah, well...
Know. That's a...
I don't know if this conflict is going anywhere anytime soon.
No, that's what I mean. It's not going to, unfortunately. But all we can do, really, is...
But it will be interesting to see what happens, because we don't know if, like... I mean, let's say there are Russian athletes who come out speaking against Putin. Are we going to grant them exemptions? Are we going to... sort of let Russian athletes who don't want to compete for Russia anymore, are we going to contract them into other teams, stuff like that? Like,
yeah, good point.
It will be interesting to see how it's played out on an international scale from here.
Wow.
To consider.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the thing is that I think one thing about this war is, like, it is very new.
Yeah.
And people are running off assumptions that are being made of what it's going to turn into and what it's going to be, and I don't think that we're in a position to be making any kind of assumptions like that anymore.
No.
The goal at the moment, I mean, Ukraine has been very open about the fact that the goal at the moment is still de-escalation. That's what they're going for. That's their aim.
It's defending themselves, right?
So, yeah. Playbook is 100% behind you, if you're listening, because I know they'll all be listening to the podcast.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're big in Ukraine. real quick, let's move on to fixtures. Anything that you guys think we should be watching?
Yeah.
Emmerdale, maybe?
Nah. Monday morning. Oh, sorry, Sunday, Tottenham are away to Man United. That's going to be so huge in the top four. We're seventh, but we could jump above Man United if we beat them.
Which we all want to happen, right?
A couple of years ago, we beat them 6-1. And it was just fantastic. And I watched fan reactions, and I still watch the Man United fan reactions from that. It was like 18 months ago, 2 years ago. It just makes me laugh. I could be depressed, but I have no expectations, which is how I run my whole life now.
Yeah.
Never get upset, because you never think anything's going to happen. So it's a bonus when it does. Oh, God.
Anika, anything you think they should be watching?
Well, I will check out the cricket for sure, but
yep.
Make sure that you catch the last few days of the Paralympics.
Yeah, because it's a short event.
I'll tell you what, Anika, just a bit of advice. Watch highlights of the cricket to start off with.
Okay.
Maybe something that lasts maybe 20 minutes or something like that, and that will get you. I mean, if you don't like it, that's fair enough.
I can't wait till I'm obsessed with cricket and then at these podcasts being like, oh, that church, you didn't know. No, we'll see. There's potential there. I mean, I think my thing with cricket is I think I just wrote it off at a very young age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as a child, with an even shorter attention span. It's like, ridiculous. Like,
this is still going. What's happening? It's been going on for over 3 hours. What the fuck's going on?
Like I can relate. Like,
like,
I'm like
still going off.
Yeah, like,
I only have to go to bed. But I think I just wrote it off at a very young age for being like boring. And I mean, yeah, for being
the game. To be honest with you, the game has really changed in the last few years.
Yeah, okay. Now, I will give it another go, and we will get back to this next week.
Brilliant.
When I'll be in studio.
Yay!
Oh, jeez. Yeah, next week will be, like, just the best episode yet, I guarantee it, because we'll all be ready to go. Jeez, it's just the situation right now with, like, being out of the studio, in the studio. Fuck it.
So what's your pick for the weekend? It's got to be people punching each other, isn't it?
There is UFC on this weekend.
No, really?
There is, yes. I'll just quickly pull up the card because I literally forgot who's fighting all of a sudden. I believe
every drop of rain that falls, someone gets wet.
It's an interesting card.
Is it?
A little bit. Thiago Santos is fighting Magomed Ankalaev, I believe is how you pronounce his name. A lot of great fights on here. Marais Song Yudong, Khalil Roundtree is fighting. Drew Dober versus Terence McKinney.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge of my seat already.
Terence McKinney is an up and coming guy. He has like a bunch of first round finishes, one which was like 7 seconds into the first round. So he's one to watch out for.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he's very good. His story is pretty interesting because he used to be a drug addict. And I think there's like a video of him online where he was being arrested by the cops and he was having like a fit.
In his backyard. Oh, well, fair play to him turning his life around.
Yeah, he almost died, I think. He did turn his life around.
I mean, apart from all that, is there anything else that you'd be like sport wise apart from the UFC and boxing?
Apart from fighting, jeez.
You need to have a word with someone, mate.
Yeah, jeez. Like, fighting's the main one which I cover. The NBA is going off. Jeez, Ja Morant has been killing it lately. Definitely keep following that. Super Rugby season started, but Yeah, if you're a rugby fan, that's probably the main one you'll be watching at the moment.
Okay. What team do you support then? Auckland?
See, I don't really support a team. Although I do have a few guys who went to school with who play for different teams. I have one who plays for Manawa, one at Pacifica. I mean, like, look, okay, I will support the teams. Because I'm a St. Peter's boy, I will support the teams which have St. Peter's boys on them.
Oh, that's fair enough.
So that's my logic.
Yeah.
St. Peter's quite a few boys in them.
Yeah, there are. There are quite a few boys. I think a lot play for the Blues. But yeah.
Now, I know what you mean, though, because it's like, who the players are playing for is really arbitrary when it comes down to it.
Yeah. There's a lot of supporters that have chainsaws.
What? I don't know.
Is it Hamilton or something? They all run around with chainsaws or something. Or maybe I was watching a movie. I can't remember now.
Rugby supporters or just...
Yeah, no, rugby supporters. Some geezer I've seen running up and down the line with this chainsaw. I was thinking, what the fuck's going on here?
I think that's just Hamilton for you.
Yeah. Just Friday night in Hamilton.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you catch Immerdale as well. Rob's going off. Rob was telling me about that earlier. It's going off.
Yeah.
It is going off.
Big time.
It is.
Immerdale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, that's it from us.
Yeah.
Looking
forward to next week when we have the third cog of the wheel. No, the triangle.
Pretty much looking for the triangle.
The third bolt on the, yeah. Yeah. We just like, yeah, it's an interesting situation we have in here because it just doesn't feel normal.
No, right. Just me and Joe just like looking at each other going, what the fuck's going on here now?
We need, Anika balances it out. So Anika, we miss you. Please come back.
Yes.
So jazz hands?
Oh, jazz hands. I think we'll close it out with a bit of jazz hands.
Yeah.
Stay tuned next week.
Yeah. Take care about that, everybody. That's it.
Jeez, what a long intro. Sorry, outro.
Intro, outro.
It's been a long day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.